Once the visitor starts interacting, you can follow that anonymous visitor, whether that visitor came from G2 or from another interaction. You can follow that visitor through of all the interactions that visitor is doing on your website. And then at some point, the visitor does a form fill. Or the visitor might even like go out of your website and then come back after interacting with the trade show or at a partner event and then come back to your website. And at some point, they give you that information, whether that's a form fill or an alternative mechanism. So we are able to tell our customers, your best buyers and your best visitors, your highest converting accounts and your highest converting industries and regions, where did they start? Did they start through Google by looking at a Google impression? Did they start through LinkedIn, through Meta? Did they go to a third-party website? Or were you running an ABM campaign that kind of attracted these accounts into your funnel? Or did they see some podcast, et cetera? How much ever we can kind of capture, they're able to see that.
Welcome to the Revenue Rebels podcast, brought to you by Warmly. On this show, we cut straight through the fluff and dive deep into the specific tactics that B2B revenue leaders across sales and marketing are using to find success in today's environment. I'm your host, Alan Zhao.
All right, so I'm here with Deepinder Singh Dhingra, who is the CEO of RevSure, a full funnel intelligence attribution software solution. He's had over 2 decades of experience in building and scaling data and AI-based SaaS businesses. And today we're going to be talking about the deep funnel and how marketers can shine a light on it and improve conversions at every stage. Deepinder, welcome.
Thanks, Alan. Great to be here.
Let's get into a quick background about yourself and we'll jump into the topics.
Yeah, so you know, my background is spent about 20 years in big data analytics, AI, and machine learning across multiple industries. In fact, most of my career is spent in Fortune 500, working across both B2B and B2C organizations, doing analytics around marketing, supply chain, cross-sell, upsell, customer analytics. And about a couple of years back, I got very excited about what's happening in the B2B SaaS world, especially as B2B is going through this consumerization of the GTM motion and this whole end-to-end revenue funnel that is becoming increasingly complex across marketing, the SDR, BDR motion, and the sales motion with multiple systems, a lot of inefficiencies. And that's the kind of problems I'd like to solve. And that's what got me started with RevSure.ai.
And what is the exact problem that you ran into that you felt the most pain about?
Yeah, so what we discovered is that most marketing teams are not able to understand how their buyers are really interacting with them across the different channels, across different forums, assets, interactions. So what we do is we integrate all of the data that customers are interacting with, the visitors, leads, whether, you know, when they started as an anonymous visitor and then they went through a form fill and beyond. We integrate all of the data across not just the marketing motion and the website, but across the marketing motion, the SDR, BDR motion, the sales motion, the partner motion, all interactions across digital, non-digital. So let's say if a visitor came to your website after seeing a LinkedIn ad or interacting with a Google ad or after looking, interacting with a LinkedIn post or after going through a third party, let's say G2, you're able to track each interaction from the top of the funnel, which used to be called the dark funnel. Now we can't capture all interactions, but today the dark funnel is not that dark. Like you yourself are able to identify anonymous visitors. And that's also what we do. We are able to identify the anonymous visitor journey from the top of the funnel into the deep funnel. As these visitors move beyond and start interacting in your website with your content, with your webinars, with your white papers, but also they might go into a trade show or a conference to further interactions. They might then interact with your SDR, BDR team, and then with your sales team. So we track the visitor journey from the dark funnel into the deep funnel and how they're moving stage to stage in your funnel from visitor to lead to MQL, SCL, SQL into pipeline and close one business from a funnel perspective. If you have an account-based motion from target awareness decision, the different account stages you might have in your account funnel, but also across the buyer journey, like what stage is the buyer in? Is the buyer in a research phase, awareness, consideration? So we track those end-to-end journeys. And then we help our customers really identify what are the most important touches and the most important interactions that really convert visitors into business.
Got it. And so now that you've mapped out the entire funnel, the B2B buyer journey, from the beginning, you talked about how you guys even track G2 intent all the way to form fill to conversion and mapping it all the way through. How granular can you get into exactly you know, who the person is or who the company is?
So obviously we can get into, you know, in the early stages, you would, you know, you could, you probably, when the visitor comes anonymous, you know, you can use a visitor de-anonymization technology such as Warmly to identify what are the accounts that are visiting. Once the visitor starts interacting, you can follow that anonymous visitor, whether that visitor came from G2 or from another interaction. You can follow that visitor through of all the interactions that visitor is doing on your website. And then at some point, the visitor does a form fill. Or the visitor might even like go out of your website and then come back after interacting with the trade show or at a partner event and then come back to your website. And at some point, they give you that information, whether that's a form fill or an alternative mechanism. And then you then back connect all of these interactions, page visits and website downloads and white paper downloads and webinar views, etc. And then as these leads now progress through your funnel, whether they become a marketing qualified lead and they become a sales qualified lead, then we also follow the interactions into the SDR channel. What calls, emails are they interacting with? Do they respond? Do they not respond? And then how the interactions with the sales team is going if they become a qualified opportunity. So we are very, very granular. We capture all interactions across your marketing automation system, the CRM system, your website, the sales automation systems like Outreach, SalesLoft, the ABM platforms that you might be running, so the, for example, Sixth Sense, DemandBase, the LinkedIn, Google Impressions, Meta interactions, all of these interactions we bring together. At the most granular level, at the lead, opportunity, and account level. Yeah.
How do you guys do that? So how do you pull in all these disparate systems and then mash them together in a way that makes sense, especially when the CRM is so customizable and bespoke for a lot of different companies?
Yeah, so that's essentially our secret sauce. So that's where my experience, you know, spending 20 years in Fortune 500 and doing big data analytics. And what we do is we have a technology that integrates this data and auto-harmonizes that data and makes all of these associations. So think about a graph metaphor. So we build the GTM data graph for each of our customers that we deploy for. So it integrates, it auto harmonizes the data. It takes into account, it takes care of a lot of the problems, whether you have custom objects, you have custom attributes, you have your own lead life cycles, your own account life cycles, your own pipeline stages. So it's actually, we configure to the customer's environment and then we're able to make those connections. So that's what we do. And that's essentially a key aspect of our technology that brings us together.
If you're a fan of the Revenue Rebels podcast, please leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Your support goes a long way in helping us bring on more amazing guests. Thank you.
And then what does the final visualization look like for the end user?
Right. To the end user, let's say you have a marketing team, demand generation, CEO of marketing ops teams. There are a few things they can do. The first thing, because we are a full funnel attribution and intelligence solution, they can get an end-to-end view. And in many cases, for the first time, they get an end-to-end view of two things. The entire funnel across the marketing motion, the SDR, BDR motion, and the sales motion, and there might be partner motion and other motions as well. Whether you have a lead-based motion, you have an account-based motion, or a PLG motion, we are able to adapt to hybrid motions within the customer's environment. So for the very first time, they see the end-to-end funnel. And then they're able to start seeing what is driving and where are the bottlenecks across volume, value, velocity, and conversions. Because we've mapped each of the individual interactions, all the leads, visitors that are going through the funnel. So they're able to see that. So they're able to very quickly see where the bottlenecks are, where the slowdowns are. The second thing they're able to do is also map, because the funnel is your funnel, which is representative of your GTM motion. It's not the buyer's journey necessarily. So yes, we map the full funnel, but we also map each buyer's journey. So imagine a Sankey chart that helps you track the top buyer journeys that are happening. So for example, one of our customers, was very interested in understanding where are my best converting visitors coming from? Which channels are they coming from? Now, if you were to look at Google Analytics, it'll tell you, hey, your visitors are coming from LinkedIn or Google or various channel, paid social, organic search, etc., organic social, but doesn't really tell you which are the visitors that are actually converting to pipeline and revenue, where did they come from, right? Because it doesn't connect the end-to-end funnel from the top of the funnel into the deep funnel into pipeline and revenue stages or closed one business. So we are able to tell our customers your best buyers and your best visitors, your highest converting accounts and your highest converting industries and regions, where did they start? Did they start through Google by looking at a Google impression? Did they start through LinkedIn, through Meta? Did they go to a third-party website? Or were you running an ABM campaign that kind of attracted these accounts into your funnel? Or did they see some podcast, et cetera? How much ever we can kind of capture, they're able to see that. Then what they're able to see, they're able to, that's for historically what has happened. They're able to see in real time where the buyers are in their journey. Are they in the research stage, right? So they came to your website, they looked at some content, some blog, and then they went away, right? So clearly that visitor or that account is more in the research or maybe awareness, sorry, they might be in the awareness stage, right? Now, if they're coming back after having interacted, let's say, with a couple more offline interactions, let's say a trade show event, or you just went to the Adobe Summit or to another retreat, and then you came back, then, you know, that has an indicator of higher interest. And we kind of triangulate. We are not an ABM tool where we are not trying to classify buyers into different stages and do that, but we're able to triangulate signals from multiple places and give a better prediction and an estimation of where the buyer is in their journey and what's their propensity to convert into pipeline and close one business. So then our AI models rank each lead, each visitor, each account based on their propensity to pipeline. A byproduct of that is that for marketing teams, not only can they see these individual buyer journeys, the most important touches, they can understand what channels, industries, regions are converting better for them, but they're also able to attribute better. A lot of marketing teams today are stuck with attribution like first touch, last touch, even multi-touch, but they don't have all the interactions mapped out, right? And they rely on a lot of interactions, whether that's in Salesforce. So you might do a form fill and the lead source will say form fill, and form fill is the first touch. But very often form fill is not the first touch. Form fill is just the conversion event for the form fill, right? The first touch might have started way earlier. Your visitor came through a Google ad, and that would be the true first touch. So we're able to capture the true first touches as well as all intermediate touches in that journey from the top of the funnel into the deep funnel, right? And what we like to say, the dark funnel is not that dark anymore. You are able to control and you're able to shine a light on a lot of those dark funnel events today that you could not do earlier. Obviously, it's never perfect, but the boundary is actually, the frontier is increasing. So you can actually capture more and more interactions. And then you get the true attribution of your marketing efforts, the campaigns and the tactics. You know which ones to double down on because you know what tactics drove signups as well as what tactics drove pipeline and revenue behavior because you know the interactions that drove that.
That's very interesting. One of the biggest problems that we have on marketing ourselves is where do we double down on?
Exactly. Yeah.
And where to double down on is tough because if you have no visibility into where leads are coming from and their natural journey through the pipeline, I mean, oftentimes in our CRM, we do a lot of marketing initiatives and it drives a lot of pipeline, but it could just be 90% of it coming from one channel. And some people like ourselves may not know what that channel is.
Yeah.
So what are some of the hardest problems that you guys need that remain unsolved? One that I could think of would be the person that clicked on the Google ad might have already had a backdoor conversation with an influencer, back channeling a tool. How do you guys solve for that?
No, there's certain things we can't solve for. So if there's like a verbal, verbal discussion between an influencer and one of the visitors, unless the influencer, we have a way to capture that. And nowadays, if it was a channel that you could instrument, right, that can definitely happen, whether that you interacted with an influencer on LinkedIn or you clicked on an influencer post, etc. So those things can be captured. But if it was just a verbal offline discussion, so that cannot be captured. So there's always a limitation to that. But what we find is that you can actually account for influencer interactions in a different way, right? You might not be able to map that influencer interaction directly to a particular visitor unless you've instrumented that, you know, and there's a particular engagement that's happening. Influencer interactions usually happen, for example, through understanding impressions and through understanding who attended, let's say, an influencer webinar, et cetera, and that's more around marketing mix kind of behavior that you could also use. But traceability of the interactions is number one for most of the teams that we work with, right? Because they want to be able to trace the interactions and the timeline of those interactions.
That makes sense. Who's your ICP?
Our ICP currently is mid-market B2B SaaS companies and B2B tech companies, anywhere greater than $10 million of ARR, going up to $500 million of ARR, especially ones where top of the funnel activities are very important in terms of driving pipeline and revenue for current and next quarter. So there's a level of sensitivity of what you're doing in the top of the funnel, right? And how that'll eventually turn into pipeline and revenue, not necessarily in 12 to 18 months, but things that are turning into pipeline and revenue in this quarter, next quarter, next to next quarter. So you need to be able to optimize your top of the funnel. That's the first thing. And you're generating a volume, you're spending in paid marketing, you have a mix of a marketing demand gen motion with an SDR, BDR team, plus a sales motion. So you have disparate interactions and you need to be able to bring them all together to really understand what's working and what's not working. So those are some characteristics of our ICP.
All right. And how about customer stories and ROI statistics?
Yeah, so there are two, three layers of customer stories. So we were working with, you know, the CMO and the marketing ops and demand gen team of a dev automation company and a key automation company. And one of their key aspects was they're launching new products and signups, and they're trying to attract visitors and signups for that within their ICP, obviously. They were not able to figure out what was really driving those visitors and signups to, and what channels, top of the funnel channels, are really driving that. Because all their CRM and their marketing automation system was capturing was really the lead source, right? Even if you go original source, you really don't get the true first touch. So for them, the first aha moment, right? It starts with an aha moment and then it goes into ROI. The first aha moment was figuring out which campaigns across different channels that they're running, from LinkedIn to Meta to Google, were really impacting and getting them their best visitors that drove signups. The second ROI story was really about how these visitors then flow into the deep funnel. What interactions, content, white paper, webinars, assets are helping them get to the next stage of their decisioning process and their buying cycle. And then what combination of interactions with the SDR teams in terms of calls and emails and with the sales motion and how that drives conversion. So from an ROI perspective, it's all about not only identifying what campaigns to double down on, what tactics to double down on, improving the ROI of those campaigns by at least about 20%, and then improving conversions, right? Because that's how, you know, you get better ROI. So for us, we were able to help them improve about conversions from lead to opportunity by about 10%. Which is a huge deal for them.
I think this is one of the biggest lifts in marketing, because for someone to pull all this data together, it would take an eternity and they probably wouldn't get it right in the first place. But to be able to see at which points leads are getting stuck, which points they're moving forward, and then to attach with it the right sales motion or the right marketing follow-up with content, that's extremely valuable. Very interesting stuff. Deepinder, thank you so much for your time. How can people find out more about you?
Yeah, so you can, you know, go to our website, https://revshow.ai. I'm on LinkedIn, and my email, which we can provide as part of this as part of the session, they can contact me directly, deepinder@revshow.ai.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mike.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Alan.